get the road crew to come over and turn the amp on. And the Bruce Brothers on now. New way of photo test. Right, the valve seems to be in an ongoing situation. So we'll try and develop a meaningful relationship with you in the next hour and a half. There's nothing like a little bit of social intercourse at this time of night, is there, folks? And this is nothing like that. This is a Morris tune, which is an instrumental, so you'd be surprised if I start singing. So am I. Oh, come into the wedding, prince, and your neighbours and lovers, and this can no longer delay. For me, all your troubles, you care, and your labours, and let every huckle of 32 days. You hope to resolve, and listen to my call, look around for limpers, and never can fly. Come, say, go, and listen, keep it up, and you listen to me.
Thank you. beware the written back of 12 string is about to make an appearance. And Simon puts this on, it's all over.
So
This next song is one of that was Will, by the way, courtesy of the Royal School of Ballet. This song you want to get a bit of the feedback. It's called The Jew of Jew, and it's dedicated to a previous manager that we had who goes by the name of Joe Lustig, but don't tell him because he has a habit of making people into concrete pillars on motorways. Anyway, it's called The Jew of Jew.
To repent and say, we see the face of your fellows all over the day, will the day. Far back before they decimalized the watch was about 6:15.
This is called The Flowers of the Forest.
Quite a lot about sailors drinking, though. It's called A Jug of This. but dry. Calling me husband to Mandy Brisk and pop your nose.
Drunken maidens, they put the jug about.
clapping chorus, or a chorus to get clapping. This is called Me With You.
When he was out there, he woke up one day in front of the four-length mirror, so he decided it was time to write a love song.
Thank you. all of you Hunt supporters can cheer when in the end of the song the fox gets it, and all of you Hunt spoilers can go boo. It's called Run of the Fox, in which, as I say, the fox gets it. Jack should have done, and Jack doesn't like it too much. Jack Ryan!
Take one.
Instead of carrying his little case and waking him up when he should, he went and got the bird, you see, that Jack Ryan should have had. And this is a warning to all apprentices.
Took the fiddle into his hand, and he did
Now this is a song from Oxfordshire, and it's about the sport. What's wrong with Oxfordshire? Now this is about poaching. Not something that's done an exam in my mind, but it's the sport or a pastime or occupation which made Australia what it is today, which is actually a very long way away. And just think, they're shortly to enter their freezing cold, shivering 85 degrees of winter, while we're about to embark on our balmy, happy sunbathing type.
Oh, you haven't heard about the tour in June either.
Actually, last year we went to Australia and it was June and July. The only band in the world that's ever been to Australia in the winter. The only reason nobody came to see us. Well, thank you all for coming anyway. As I was saying, poachers made Australia, and Australia has made kangaroos, which I believe aren't poached, but are occasionally hit by cars, or is it the other way around? So this is the ancient poachers, in which the poachers get away with it. So if you're law-abiding, you boo, and on the side of free endeavour and enterprise, oh, three ancient lads came out one day to Lord Agatha's manor. They made their way with cats and dogs, the cats and game, and soon some players and warriors that came. Laddie-i-o, laddie-i-o, the jolly young fellows as ever did go. Laddie-i-o, laddie-i-o, the jolly young fellows as ever did go.
song you all know, John Barleycorn. The introduction was written by me. There's a piece called The Hair of the Dogma.